兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
真的很感谢神，让我今天能够在这里有一点分享。
I truly thank God that today that He allows me to have this time to share with you.
那我之前为这件事情祷告了很久。
And I have been praying for this thing, for this issue for a long time already.
那最后神给我一个负担，就是要分享这么多年以来我在。我来 Smile 来这个教会，还有我信主一路上认识神的一些经历。
So finally, God gives me a burden. He wants me to share all these years that I have been the fellowship in the church and the time how I came to believe in the Lord.
那我是04年啊一月份来的美国。
And I have arrived in America in 2004 in January.
那时候我才14岁。
And at that time was I only at the age 14.
那我们一路上来是要，因为我爸先在这里，然后我跟我妈妈要办签证过来。
So it's because my father arrived first, and my mother and I we had to request for issue for visas to come here.
那办理签证的时候，就是一路上都非常的顺利。
And during the time we were requesting for visas, everything works out very smoothly.
虽然说我爸在这里，他并不是很顺利。
So although my father was here, it didn't work out very well for him.
他做了很多很辛苦的工作，然后也被人骗。
And he went through very hard works, and he was also deceived by others.
那其中一个签证的需要就是我爸好像要有一个月5000块钱的工资才能担保我们过来。
So one of the requirements for us to be able to get the visa is that my father must have a monthly income of 5,000 before we can come.
那他一直没有这么多的工资，他工资一直都很少，可是刚好是在我们申请的那段时间，他的老板给他了这么多的工资。
And all these salary, all these years for my father was very low, and so he was not able to have all that. But just so at that time, though, my father's boss gave him that wage, same salary means.
可是当我们把我们申请完了以后，他就失业了。
However, right after we have applied for our visa, and then he lost his job.
那我跟我妈当时都很担心，说怕会不会出什么状况。可是在领事馆签证的时候，那一天都非常的顺利，没有任何的事情。
So my mother and I, we were very worried as if something might happen. However, up to all the time that we were at the consulate to get the visa, everything worked out well.
然后领事官也很帅，然后也很友善。
And the consulate, the person was very good looking and very friendly as well.
是一个会说中文的外国人。
And it's a foreigner who was able to speak Chinese.
那我来美国以后，我觉得美国并不是我想象的那个样子。
So then after I arrived in America, I found out that America wasn't the way I imagined it to be.
就那时候没有来教会，所以我没有朋友，不会说英文，然后在学校被欺负。
So that time we did not come to church yet, and that I didn't speak English. At school, I was being bullied.
那在家里其实也是被欺负，因为是跟另外两个人住在一起，两个外人。
And at home, I was also being bullied by others because we were living with two other foreigners.
那两个外人，他们是所谓的基督徒。
Oh, there are these two outsiders, they were so-called Christians.
那个男生他是受洗过两次的，而且他到处说。
And that male, he was baptized twice and he's been spreading words.
那时候我就觉得说啊，原来基督徒就是这个样子的。
So then at that time, I thought to myself, well, this is the way what Christians are like.
然后我就非常的反感。
So then I really have very negative feelings about it.
那之后去了教会一段时间，遇到了一个中国的女孩子。
Then after I've been going to the church for a while, I met a Chinese girl.
她是 Esther， 然后她带我去，金泽妹妹，就是小旭家。
So her name was Esther, and she brought me to Sister Jinzer's family.
然后小旭姐姐她就跟我，就是跟我传福音啊，然后带我认识神。
And then Sister 小旭 has started sharing the gospel with me and introduced God to me.
那个时候也不是很清楚啊，就是稀里糊涂的就跟小旭姐做了个觉知祷告，等于是被觉知祷告的。
So at that time, although I was a little confused and foolishly, I just, without knowing, confusingly, I made the decision, a prayer to accept Christ.
那我就想说，做个觉知祷告应该不是一件很严重的事情，也就这样做了。
So then I thought that this of the prayer to accept Christ was not such a solemn issue, so I just made it.
那之后，后来我我父亲认识了另一个教会的长老，他介绍我们，就是认识了刘叔叔。
Then at that time, my father met an elder from another church. That is Uncle Leo.
那时候我们一家人都不信主，但是后来刘叔爱舅阿姨来探访，然后就邀请我们来这个教会，刚好也是 Esther 所说的同一个教会。
So then at that time we didn't know about Christ, but Uncle Liu and Auntie Linda brought us to this church, and it's the church that Esther talked about.
那我最终来了 Smile, 我是觉得来这边先是学英文。
So when I first came to Smile, first I was thinking about learning English from there.
那顺便在这里还可以听到一些中文，不会说在学校什么的都是讲英文。
So at the same time, I was able to listen, hear some Chinese. It's just not like at school when all I heard was English.
可是我来这里以后，我并没有交什么朋友，因为我是一个很胆小的人。
So, but however, after I came here, I did not make any friends because I'm a very timid person.
就如果很多弟兄姐妹如果记得话，一来教会都是躲在爸爸妈妈后面。
So if brothers and sisters may remember, I usually hid behind my parents when I came to church.
我也不是很会主动说跟人家去接触去说话。
And I'm also not one who take the initiative to speak to people and to contact other people.
但是之后就一点点的了解神，后来在 Smile 里吹信主了。
But gradually I understood a little bit more and more, and eventually I believed in the Lord.
那信主以后，我的生命中有很多很多的改变。
Then after I believe in the Lord, there are many, many changes in my life.
其实，在来美国之前，我从小到大我都是一个不爱哭的女生。我看到其他小朋友哭，我都觉得很奇怪，他们为什么哭
？Since I came to America, I didn't know because I was never a girl who liked to cry, and I was always surprised why the other girls were crying.
可是来美国以后，就每天晚上哭，就觉得非常非常的痛苦。
But after I arrived in America, I was crying every night, and I felt so sorrowful.
那我总以为是说我爸妈不知道，但是其实他们知道，说晚上都偷偷的躲在房间里自己哭。
So I always thought that my parents didn't know about my crying, but actually they knew that I was hiding and crying in my bedroom every night.
可是因为当时家里的情况非常的复杂，那就他们也没有办法顾上我。
But at that time, because the family condition in my house was very complicated, so they were not able to really look after me in that direction.
但是就是我表面上就是跟人家会嘻嘻哈哈的。
So therefore, superficially, I seem to be talking and laughing with other people.
可是心里面总是想一些就是很悲伤的事情。
But in my heart, I was always thinking about something that are very sad.
就虽然没有像林黛玉那样葬花吧。林黛玉葬花，她埋花。
Okay. He's talking about this story in the Red Mansion, the Dream of the Red Mansion. This girl called Lin Dai Yu, and like she's always very sad, and we should bury flowers in the ground, mourning for them.
可是就是当我上学走路回来，看到树上掉下来的花，我就觉得哎，好可惜，我都会把它捡回来做成标本。
So then, but however, when I was walking along the tree, along the road, when I saw flowers falling on the ground, I would feel very sad. I would pick them up and take them back and preserve them.
然后我经常看到路上压死的小动物，也觉得啊，好可怜。然后似乎觉得是不是自己有一天也会这个样子。
So then, when I saw these animals, dead animals along the road, being run over by car, I always felt sad, imagining that I would be like that one day.
那根据现在美国很多的心理学来说，我觉得我当时可能已经被判为一个很严重的忧郁症了。
So according to the modern day psychology, I would have been described as having a very severe depression in those days.
那信主以后非常的奇妙，就是我渐渐开朗了，然后也不怎么哭了。
But after I believe in the Lord, the amazing thing is I gradually become more open and I no longer cried as much.
那爸妈他们是来一段时间教会，后来就不来。但是当他们看到我身上改变的时候，就觉得很好奇，也跟我去了 Smile。
So my parents, after they came to the church for a while, they stopped coming. However, they saw the changes in me, and then they were willing to let me go to Smile.
那九月份的福音，我们一家都去了，而且都信主了。
And in September, the gospel came. The whole family went, and we all believe in the Lord.
那我现在回想起来说，虽然当初我们就是被那就是住在一起的那两个人有绊倒。
So then we look back now is that those two people who were staying with us were stumbling block.
可是神他终究还是将他真正的自己显明给我们看。
However, the Lord himself eventually still revealed himself to us.
但并不是从那两个人身上看到神是什么样的。
So that from them, these two people that we did not see what, they, what God is not like.
而是我们生命中真正经历了神。
But we actually experience God in our life.
那信主之后有遇到几件不大不小的事情。
But after we believe in the Lord, we encounter some different sizes of situations.
那我想刚来美国的孩子应该都知道，就是跟国内朋友的联系是件很重，就是像一种寄托一样。
So, but all of those young people who have just come from China, they would know that to contact your friends back in China is almost your life.
那我每天就盼望说，哦，赶紧上 QQ 跟他们聊天，写信。
So every day I'm looking forward to going online to contact them and to write to them.
而且来美国的时候，国内朋友们送了我一些东西。
So then also after I came to America, my friends from China gave me something.
就是都是一些很琐碎的东西。
They're all some very tedious and petty things.
嗯，不，但是就是我对那些东西我就很受的，很受到捆绑。
But because of those things, I felt that I was being bound by them.
并不是说那些东西有什么问题，而是说我自己的心态不对。
It's not that those things have any problem with them, but it's just my heart condition were not in the right place.
那个时候我刚信主，然后也比较单纯。
But at that time, I just believed in the Lord, and it was more simple.
我当时不知道怎么样过滤神的话。
So I, at that time, did not have to filter God's words.
几乎就是他说什么，我听什么。
So it's almost whatever he says, that's whatever I heard.
也不会选择性的听。
That I would not be able to select those words and to listen to them.
也不懂得老油条跟神商量。
So I also did not know how to be a hard-boiled person to discuss with God.
那有一天晚上祷告的时候，神就问了我一句话。
So one night when I was praying, God asked me a question.
我不知道怎么回答，但是眼泪就哗哗哗地流下来了。
I did not know how to answer it, but my tears started coming down.
神就问我说，你爱我吗？
Then God asked me, do you love me?
他说你爱我胜于这一切的东西吗？
So do you love me more than these?
这句话让我那天晚上一个晚上都纠结没有办法睡觉。
So that this question has caused me to toss around that night and not able to sleep.
因着那些东西我时常没有办法很好地来到神的面前。
Because of all these things I was not able to come before God.
可是我那时候就很乖，神这么说了，我也没有跟他闹脾气。
At that time, it was very good, and even though God said it that way, I did not lose my temper with him.
那这句话就一直在我耳边回荡着。
And so this question has always been turning around in my head.
然后我就想起约翰福音二十一章，在那里耶稣问了西门彼得三次你爱我的吗的情景。
So then I remember in the Gospel of John chapter 21 when our Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter, do you love me? Three times.
那我当时的理解是说爱神是要为他舍身为他死的。
So at that time my understanding that it was that if you love God, you live for him and you die for him.
不只是嘴上说一说而已。
Not just saying them with your mouth.
可是我连这一点点的东西都没有办法放下，我还怎么说我爱神呢？
However, I was not able to even put these things down. How can I say that I love God?
然后第二天我就没有任何的挣扎，就把那些东西给丢了。
So the next day, without any struggle, just threw those things away.
可是丢了以后，就心里面还是就开始挣扎了。
However, after I threw them away in my heart, I started to struggle.
只是不再被那些事情所捆绑。
However, was no longer bound by these things.
那回家以后，我就在房间里，就是很难过。
So after I went home, I was very sad in my room.
不只是因为说我把那些东西丢了。
It's not just because I threw those things away.
更是因为我想到说，神是用他什么样子的爱来爱我的。
But it's just that I have thought about God using what kind of love to love me.
那我就想到了两节圣经，我们都很熟。
So then I remember two phrases from the Bible to, that we're all familiar with.
一节就是约翰福音所说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The first one is God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那另一个章节就是在罗马书五章。
The second one is from the book of Romans chapter 5.
六节到八节
From verses 6 to 8
说因为我们还软弱的时候基督就按所定的日期为罪人死为一人死是少有的为人人死或者有敢做的唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死神的爱就在此向我们显明了
You see, at just the right time when we're still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to dieBut God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us.
那我当时想到的真的是说神爱我他不是嘴上说而已。
So at that time then I thought, remember that God loves us, not just saying it with his mouth.
神爱我他是为我死他才说他爱我。
God loves me and he actually dies for me and that's why he says he loves me.
那经过这样一件事情我那天就一直在反思说我到底对神的爱有多少
So after this incident then I kept reflecting that day actually how deep and how much is God's love for me
我也真正开始愿意来寻求他
And then I started to really be willing to seek him
神也让我一点点的寻见
And God allows me to seek him and find him bit by bit
那信主以后还有个改变就是我家里的改变
And after I believe in the Lord there's still a bit of change that is a change in my family
因为刚来美国的时候跟那两个人我所谓的坏人住在一起
Because when we first came to America there was these two outsiders the so-called bad people that we lived together
我就觉得那个地方并不是我的家所以我向神求一个家
And I felt that that place is not my home so I asked God for a home
而且我每次回那个家的时候就是大家都在争吵或者是私底下勾心斗角的
So then every time we return to that home they were always fighting and arguing also scheming towards each other
我当时就无能为力然后眼睁睁的看着就是别人拆毁我的家
And at that time was really helpless I can just watch people destroying my home
可是神就很奇妙
But God was amazing
我向神求一个家
When I asked God for a home,
他先赐给了我一个属灵的家，就是 Smile.
Then first he gave me a spiritual home that is Smile's fellowship.
那这个属灵的家当然是比我所要求的家好的再好不过了。
This spiritual home, of course, is much better than the home that I asked for.
可是之后神也修补了我自己的家。
But God later on, of course, also restored my own home.
就那两个坏人原本吵着不愿意走。
And those two foreigners, originally they were arguing so hard that, and they were unwilling to leave.
后来他们就自己就说要搬走了，我们也不知道为什么。
And later on, they just by themselves, they said want to move out. We didn't even know why.
我觉得神给我们的真的是超乎我们自己所求所想的。
And I felt that what God has given us has exceeded what we imagined and what we thought of.
当然我也向神求过很多很离谱的东西。
Of course, I have asked God for some very far-fetched things.
比如说就是我要受浸的时候我向神求说我能够用英文讲
So like when I was being baptized I asked God that if I could share in English
然后一来美国的时候英文水平几乎是负极的
So but when I first arrived in America my English standard was almost negative
然后我就跟神商量说那让我用英文来讲我可以更好的来荣耀你
So I asked God if I can share in English I can glorify you even better
可是离的见证就只有短短的几个月
However, towards my testimony, there was just a brief few months.
然后我就跟神讲哇那这会是一个神迹耶
So then I asked God, I said, then that would be a miracle.
那这样大家看到就更会把感谢和荣耀都归给你了
So if everyone see, would then give you thanks and glory.
那在那几个月晚上我都会跟神商量这件事情
So then during those nights, in those few months, I would always discuss with God about this.
然后也会在幻想说啊那天用英文讲见证。
So then I would imagine that on that day, I would use English to share my testimony.
然后眼看着那一天就到了，我的英文水平虽然从负极到了零。
So then, seeing that that day is coming shortly, and although my English standard then arrives from negative to zero level.
可是还是不可能用英文说见证啊。
However, it was still impossible to use it as testimony.
然后我就觉得神是没有听我的祷告。
So then I felt that God did not listen to my prayer.
然后我觉得我现在想一想，自己当时真的有够傻的。
So then now, when I look back, I feel that at that time was being foolish.
这不是神要荣耀他的方法。
And this is not the method that God wants to glorify him.
很多时候神做事是一个很长的 process.
A lot of time, God used a long process to work out his way.
可是人总是想说好像就是马上从没有就变成有。
But men constantly think they want it to appear from nothing into something.
记得那件事情让我更多的认识了神。
Through that incident, it allows me to know God even more.
那信主之后也做了很多不该做的事情。
Then after I believe in the Lord, I've always also done many things that I should not have done.
然后从小到大都很乖。
And from ever since I was a small child until I grew up, I have always been a good person.
虽然那个时候不信主，但是我几乎我父母亲说什么我做什么。
Although I did not believe in God, the Lord at that time, I always did what my parents told me to do.
那他们向我往右走，我连左看都不会去看。
So if they asked me to turn right, I would not even look at the left.
然后小时候也是从小在爸妈的保护之下长大的。
And also since I was young, I grew up under the protection of my parents.
就从来没有跟世界上就是社会啊，或者是跟外人去有多接触。
And I never had really much contact with the outsiders or the society.
就每一次只要跟朋友出去玩，我都会打好几通电话。
So every time I went out to play with my friends, I would call them several times.
我要跟他汇报说我有这里有谁，我去了哪里，我干了什么，我买了什么，我中午要吃什么。
So I would always report to them who I was with, what I was doing, what I would eat and what I had bought.
甚至是几点到哪里，然后几点会去下一个地方。
And even telling them what time I would arrive at certain place and at what time I would go to another place.
那时候我同学非常的就把我给笑死了几乎。
And at that time my schoolmates, they were always laughing at me.
可是我总是乖乖的打电话。
But I always obediently I would make those phone calls.
那我现在想一想，爸妈当时也真的是不容易。
So now I look back, it was kind of difficult for my parents at that time.
因为那时候电话费应该也不便宜。
Because at that time it's quite expensive to make phone calls.
然后他们也才挣一点工资。
And they only made just a small bit of money.
那我当时就觉得，爸妈要我做的一切的事情都是有他们的原因。
So at that time, I felt that all that, everything that my parents wanted to do, they had their reasons for it.
所以我从来不问为什么，也不会去想。
So I never asked them why, I never thought about it.
那我当时一直觉得自己很乖，可是现在想一想，应该不是。
So at that time, I thought I was really a good person, but now I look back, I don't think so.
应该是没有长大，也是因为没有机会让我耍脾气。
It should be that because I did not grow up and there was no opportunity for me to lose my temper.
其实就是本性没有暴露。
It's just my true character was not exposed.
人在母腹中就犯了罪，人的本性就是罪。
Men have sinned since they were in the womb and men's own nature is sin itself.
我觉得这句话一点都没有错。
And I feel that this saying is absolutely correct.
就来美国之后渐渐长大，然后也开始有了自己的思想。
So after I came to America, I gradually grew up and started to have my own thinking.
特别是当我要做一件我不喜欢做的事情的时候。
Especially when I had to do something that I didn't like to do.
然后再长大一点就到了叛逆期。
So then, as I grew up a little bit more, I arrived at the rebellious age.
现在想一想，一个人叛逆起来真的很可怕。
So now when I look back, when a person is being rebellious, it's really terrifying.
就大人说什么都不听，然后照着自己的小聪明去做。
So because whatever they said, I would not listen. I just used my little bit of cleverness to do it.
然后还以为说他们不知道。
And also they didn't know about it.
然后，可是现在真的学习到说最可怕的并不是父母的管教。
And now I have learned that most terrifying thing is not the disciplining of my parents.
因为毕竟父母也是人，他们用的那些方法都是互相传播一下，然后轮着方法用的。
Because after all, my parents are only human, and the methods they use, they just share with each other, just, they just rotate in using those methods.
特别是现在的小孩子。
Especially today's small children.
当我来美国以后，我发现真的没有几个是怕父母的。
So after I arrived in America, I found that not too many children are afraid of their parents.
甚至反倒是说父母亲怕惹小孩生气，然后什么都顺着他们。
Actually, it's the other way, because all parents seem to be afraid to provoke their children to anger, and they just do everything according to their way.
那可是我经历了这些事情，我就开始就是经历到神的管教。
So when I started to experience this, I really experienced the disciplining of God.
那一开始我对神的管教也是对父母的管教，我同样处理。
So in the beginning, I thought disciplining is the same way of handling it like the parents.
就神说什么，然后我就挑着听。
So then whatever God says, I just select those that I want to hear.
就如果说他说的里面完全没有一句我想要听的，我就直接把信号给掐了。
So then if he just started to saying something I did not hear the whole sentence, I would just cut off the signal.
然后就可以好像没有任何顾忌的去做自己想做的事情。
So then I started to do it without any hindering to do what I want to do.
那做一次没有事情，做两次、三次，好像都觉得没有什么，好像神不管了。
So when I do it once, it seems that nothing happened. Then I did it twice and three times, nothing happened. So I thought that maybe God doesn't care about it.
觉得跟父母的方法真的很不一样。
So I felt that the method is so different from my parents.
后来才知道哪是神不管呀。
So then I later discovered it's not that God does not care.
是神的方法，他总是有创新。
And that because God's method is always different.
而且他是轻慢不得的。
And you cannot mock God.
他总是会，有的时候就是会累积在那里。
A lot of time they will be accumulated there.
到后来我真的学习了很多的功课。
Eventually, I truly learned a lot of lessons.
那其中一个我是学到说神实在可以赦免我们的罪。
So one thing that I learned is that God truly can forgive our sins.
若是我们悔改
If we repent,
犯罪还是有代价的。
Although we sin, but there's still a price for it.
但聪明的人是从叔叔阿姨们的教导中学习这样的功课。
But a clever person would learn from the aunties and uncles all these lessons.
可是比较傻的人就是要自己亲身经历才知道。
But the more foolish ones will have to experience themselves before they find out.
然后第二个学习到的就是
The second thing that I learned is
神爱一个人的时候他不会不管教那个人。
So when God loves a person, he would not discipline them.
我不敢想象说如果说当初神没有管教我
I dare not imagine that in the beginning if God had not disciplined me,
我会如何的错下去?
How I would go on being wrong.
所以我很感谢神他这样管教的爱。
So therefore I truly thank God his love of disciplining.
那信主再久一点的时候
And after I believe in the Lord for a longer period of time,
那我经历了很多神的恩典和怜悯。
Then I experienced a lot of God's grace and mercy.
当我上中学和高中的时候
When I started attending high school and senior high,
我身边有很多很多对我非常好的老师。
I had very many good teachers around me.
然后像很多叔叔阿姨也许都觉得我是一个非常勤奋用功的好孩子。
And many uncles and aunties thought that I was a very hard-working good child.
可是其实我不是。
But in actuality, I wasn't.
我很不爱学习。
And I really, truly did not like to study.
而且我觉得学习是一件非常痛苦的事情。
And I also felt that studying is a very sorrowful thing.
特别是学英文。
Especially when I had to learn English.
我以前上英文课都是在干别的事情的。
In the past, when I was attending English classes, I was always doing something else.
不是在睡觉，就是在给国内朋友写信。
I was either sleeping or I was just writing letters to my friends in China.
可是我遇到的这些老师，他们都非常花心思来帮助我，鼓励我。
However, these teachers that I have met, they all spend a lot of time and energy trying to help me and encourage me.
我不确定他们是不是基督徒。
I wasn't sure whether they were Christians.
可是我的的确确经历到说神总是可以借着各样的人来让我经历他。
But I definitely experienced that God can always use all kinds of people to help me, to let me know him.
到了最后最喜欢的一个科目就是英文课。
So if, finally, my favorite lesson was actually English class.
那之后到了十一年级遇到了报大学的问题。
And then in grade 11, finally, I encountered the issues of this heavy snowstorm.
那时候来美国虽然也、
oh, university,
university.
Yeah.
那个时候在美国也待了三四年吧。
And at that time, I was in America for 3 to 4 years already.
也参加了各样的 SAT 补习班。
And I've attended all kinds of SAT classes.
可是我的 SAT 真的烂到家了。
And my SAT, however, my SAT level was so bad.
就大家问我的时候，我都没有脸说出来我的成绩。
So when everyone was asking me, I was too embarrassed to tell them the result of it.
可是我却在十二月中旬就被 Rutgers 收了。
However, during mid-December, I was being accepted by Rutgers.
那是很早哎。
And that was really early.
通常是要到两三月份呢。
Usually it should wait until February or March.
我也没有申请什么 early decision 或 action.
And I did not apply for any decision action plan.
那之后也陆续接到其他大学的通知。
And gradually I also I receive notices from other universities.
那当时收到 Rutgers 的接受信的时候，我都不敢想象那是真的。
So at that time when I received the acceptance letter from Rutgers, I could not imagine it.
我给爸妈看，然后我们最后一家商量出来的结果是，这应该是一个广告。
So then I discussed with my parents, and our final decision arrives is that must be an advertisement.
是一个就是这么大的信封，就看上去很漂亮，然后也没有写什么 congratulations 什么的。
It's such a large envelope. It's very beautiful, and there is no congratulation wordings in there.
可是我们知道美国人都很喜欢搞很漂亮的广告。
And we all know that the Americans like to come up with very beautiful advertisements.
因为我们也觉得说，我这么烂的成绩怎么可能被 Rutgers 收啊
？Because we all felt that with my kind of bad results, there's no way that I can be accepted by Rutgers.
后来就打电话去问。
Then eventually we called them to ask.
才知道是真的。
To find out that it was truly really true.
那之后。经过这件事情，我知道这不是我能做出来的，是神的恩典。
So then after this incident, I knew that it was not me. I could not have done that. It's the grace of God.
那之后就遇到带小组的问题。
And finally, then we ran into the issue of leading the cell group.
当时大姐姐还有一些阿姨想让我学习带小组。
And at that time, those bigger sisters and aunties wanted me to lead small groups.
可是我向来都是一个不知道跟人家怎么沟通，然后说错话、说傻话、说话也不经过大脑的人。
But I was usually a person who really don't know how to communicate with others, and I usually say things that didn't go through my head.
只要我一跟人家说，就是陌生人说话，就变得很内向、很白目、很害羞、紧张、害怕，各样的负面的情绪都来了。
So as soon as I started to talking to strangers, I become very shy and I turned inward, and all kind of negative behaviors would come.
我爸妈也总说我是个木鱼脑袋，白长了个脑子。
So my parents always said that I'm one with a wooden brain.
所以我从来都来教会都比较喜欢自己待在一个角落。
So then I usually when I came to church, I like to stay by myself in a small corner.
然后在学校里面有一些一定要经过的演讲。
And in school, when I definitely have to go through some public speech making,
我只要一上台就会语无伦次，然后开始发抖。
Then as soon as I go onto the stage, I will start mumbling and not making sense in what I'm saying and trembling.
就是你看到我拿着讲稿，就会这样一直抖抖抖抖抖，全台下都看得到的那种。
That if you see me holding my speech paper, I would be trembling, and you can all see it.
所以当这些阿姨和大姐姐要我带小组的时候，心里面很挣扎。
So when these older sisters and aunties wanted me to lead small groups, I really was struggling in my heart.
然后我就说，我第一句话就说我不行。
So my first reply was that I cannot do it.
可是我觉得教会的叔叔阿姨们都很厉害。
So then I find that all these aunties and uncles from this church are all very powerful.
就每次只要我们说我不行的时候，他们都会说没关系，你回去好好祷告。
Every time when I say I cannot do it, they would say it's all right. Go back and pray well.
然后之后就很名正言顺的就要带小组了。
And then very officially afterwards, that you will have to start leading these small groups.
但是我也一直在为着，的确在为着这件事情我在祷告。
And actually, I truly was praying over this issue.
然后我也想到说，神带领，神要摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
And then I also thought about when God wants Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后摩西他就说他不懂怎么样说话，他这个不行，那个不行。
And then Moses was saying he didn't know how to speak well. He can't do this. He can't do that.
然后神就让亚伦来替他说话。
And God allows Aaron to speak for him.
然后就想说，不至于神也派个什么人来帮我带小组吧。
So then I thought maybe would God send someone to help me to lead the small group?
但是我就这样祷告，然后事情就接二连三的发生了。
So then I pray this way, and then things just keep happening then.
高中十年级的时候
and I was in the 10th grade in my
学校新开了一节课叫 public speaking
and the school started a new course called public speaking
我当时听到我觉得、好庆幸哦，这不是一节必修课
so at that time I heard that I was very happy because it's not something that's compulsory
结果跟 counselor 谈话要选课的时候
but at that time but in the end when I was talking to the counselor when I had to choose my subjects
他就说我在什么什么方面缺少了一节课，要我选一节。
So then they were telling me that I was lacking in one subject and I have to choose one.
然后我还没有开始选，他就跟我说，哦，I think public speaking is good for you.
Then before I can choose, they told me that they think that public speaking is good for me.
然后我就跟他讲说，那我再看一看好了。
So then I told them, I said, let me think about it.
然后他就一直跟我说，不对，这节课就是很好，你一定要拿。
So, but then keep saying, no, it's wrong. This is a very good topic, a subject for you. You should choose that.
结果就帮我报了这节课。
In the end, they just enrolled me into this.
然后我当时就觉得美国的 counselor 不是都要让我自己选课吗？
So at that time, I was thinking, the American counselors, don't they allow you to choose your own subjects?
怎么会非要我报这节课啊？
Why did they force me to enroll in this class?
然后我也没有办法，也害羞，然后也不敢跟他讲，就这样被报了。
So then I didn't know what to do and I was shy and dared to speak to them. So this way, automatically, I was enrolled in it.
可是那节课的老师也对我非常的好。
But the teacher of that class was very good to me.
而且在那节课要上那节课的时候，我真的非常的要依靠神。
But when I had to enroll into that class, I truly had to trust in God.
就那房间好像有这么大，这个那是一个 wrestling room.
It was a wrestling room. It was a small. It was a big room.
也不知道老师为什么我们最后开课会竟然会在一个相扑的房间。
So then we don't know why in the end our class started in the wrestling room.
然后说话都有回音的那种。
And then it's a room that when you speak there's echo.
然后但就是每一节课都要站在台上说一个演讲。
So that is with every class you have to stand on the stage and to make a speech.
所以上那节课的时候就非常非常的痛苦。
So then when I had to attend that class, it was very painful for me.
我觉得如果说没有神,
I felt that if without God,
我真的不可能会 pass 那节课。
I truly would not, it would not have been possible for me to pass that class.
可是最后这个老师他为了鼓励我他给了我98分。
But in the end, teachers, in order to encourage me, they gave me a score of 98.
我知道那也是我不配得的。
And I knew that that was not something that I was worthy to have.
那之后就是遇到网球队的事情。
So then the second one was when I was encountering the basketball team. A tennis team.
九年级被我妈逼了要打网球。
And a grade nine, my mom forced me to start playing tennis.
打之前我从来没有摸过网球。
And before I started that, I've never even touched the tennis ball racket.
所以打得一直非常的烂。
So the way that I was playing was really bad all the time.
之后阿毛叔叔教了我一点。
And then in the end, Uncle Mao has taught me a little bit.
直到十二年级的时候
Then when I was at grade 12,
队上的很多强的人都走了
And all the strong and good ones above me, they eventually gradually left.
剩下跟我不相上下的人，就有一些完全不 care 这件事的人
And then those that are left behind are those with the same level as I was. They are people who didn't care.
结果我就莫名其妙地打赢了所有的队友。
And amazingly, in the end, without knowing how, I won and I beat all the teammates.
然后就当上了队长。
And then I became the team leader.
这个队长的名字听上去就很好听。
Team leader sounds very good when you're talking about it.
可是对我来说是一个负担。
But to me, it was a burden.
我也知道这队长的名字是假的。
And I also know that this leadership title was not real.
因为我真的是没有能力，也没有那个技巧。
Because I truly did not have that ability nor skill.
所以每一次就是出去跟其他队打比赛的时候，全是输。
So then eventually when we went up to match to compete with other teams, we usually lost.
而且输了一塌糊涂也就算了，在学校里面还要组织各样的活动，要发言，还要参加 leadership。
And so the result of our losing was so bad. And then at school, we had to attend all kinds of activities and leadership meetings.
我当时就觉得，神啊，你在跟我开一个玩笑吗？
So at that time, I thought maybe God was joking with me.
就一个完全不知道该怎么样说话、跟人接触的人，我怎么去当一个 leader？
So one, for me, like one who doesn't know how to contact and speak with other people, how could I be a leader?
那上高中的时候，我还时常脑子发热。
So even when I was senior high, my head was constantly on heat.
时常看到一些俱乐部和社团，我就爆了。
And constantly I find that those things that I should,
club or society.
Some club societies, then I enrolled in them.
要不然有的时候就是朋友他们报了，然后顺便把我的名字也写上了。
Sometimes it's my friends who enroll themselves and they just tag me along.
然后报了以后，我就得参加各样的学校的活动和义务的劳动。
And so after they enroll me, then I have to attend all kinds of school activities and volunteer activities.
那参加这些活动有一个前提，就是要和人接触。
And to attend these activities has a prerequisite.Requirements is that I have to attend all these other activities.
那就对我来说又是一个非常非常大的挑战。
And to me, this again is a very great challenge.
那之后上大学。
And finally, when I went to university,
因着我高中的老师对我有很大的影响。
Because of the great influence my senior high teachers had on me,
我大学我就想说当老师。
And that time I wanted to become a teacher.
所以我又没有任何的选择，又得上 public speaking class.
So then, without any choice, I had to attend public speaking class again.
我就觉得这一路上是神在 push 我。
So then, I felt that all this time, my God was supporting me.
如果说他这一路上他没有让我经历过这各样的事情
，and if to say that all these time he did not allow me to experience these things,
我真的没有能力。
I truly would not have the ability.
我也不可能今天站在这里跟大家手不抖的分享。
And it's also always impossible for me to stand here without trembling to share with you all.
所以我为着这一切，我非常的感谢神。
So for all these, I truly thank God.
那我也学习到说，神要的实在不是我们肉体能为他做些什么。
I've also learned that is what God wants from us is not what we can do for Him physically.
像保罗所说的
，Just like Paul, what Paul had said.
我要单单夸我的软弱。
I want to boast in my weaknesses.
因为神的能力在我的软弱上显得完全。
Because God's ability is being revealed in my weaknesses.
我以前总是想说，用着我的长处去为神做这样，为神做那样的事情。
In the past, I constantly want to use my strong own ability or strong points to do things for God.
可是后来神让我看到说，即使是好的肉体，他也不要。
And in the end, I realized that even if those are good things from the flesh, that's not what he wants.
他要的全是从上面他赐给我的能力。
What he wants is the ability that he has given to me from above.
让我用着那些来服侍他。
Allowing me to use all these to serve him.
所以这是我一点的分享。
And these are a bit of my sharing.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午平安。
I think after hearing Sister Sophia's sharing,
我想当听了我们的姐妹分享。
I think first thing came to mind. There was one thing that came to mind.
有一件事从在我脑海中。
I think that God works in mysterious ways.
神的工作实在是奇妙。
And in moments, right, this verse came to mind.
在这个时候有一个经节从在我脑袋。
It said that we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
我们知道万事，我们晓得万事互相效益，叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
It does feel that way, doesn't it, Sophia? Right?
我都感到这个。
Okay, so today I kind of wanted to share with you.
今天下午我要跟大家分享。
Few of the verses that have came to mind.
有几个经文从
It's actually four verses.
有四个经四段经文。
Because recently, you know, I've been going through few things in here.
因为最近在我脑海中有许多想法。
And it's regarding his promises.
是关于他的应许。
And it kind of strengthened me a little bit.
它让我得到力量。
So, you know, so I kind of wanted to share that with you today.
所以这是我要跟大家分享的。
So my first question that I want to start with is, how can you not believe in Jesus today?
第一个问题我想问大家，为什么我们不能相信主耶稣？
I think this answer, right, if we take ourselves back 2,000 years ago,
如果说我们回到2000年前,
back to the time where he was walking on this earth,
在那时候他在地上行走的时候,
more than likely it's going to be very difficult to believe in him.
许多时候我们可能很多时候都没办法相信他,
believing the things that he said.
相信他所说的。
And the one of the reasons is because all the things he says seem to be very radical.
很多时候他所说的东西都好像很高超。
Or you could just simply say that it's outrageous. 很夸张。
很夸张。
But if you come back today, this morning time,
如果说我们回到现在的时间
as we read the Bible, as we attend church,
当我们读圣经，当我们来到教会聚会
actually it's a little bit easier to believe in Christ.
是其实是很容易让我们可以相信。
And I kind of think about that.
我在思想这个问题。
And I think one of the major reasons is because we know that a lot of things he said in the Bible came to be true.
我们很多时候他所说的一些东西其实是真实的。
And that's some of the things I want to share with you today.
这是今天我想跟大家分享的。
So the first one actually goes back to Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
第一段经文是马太福音十一章。
This verse specifically says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened."
马太福音十一章二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Right, and I will give you rest. So this is actually a very, very popular verse.
这是一个非常很大家很熟悉的一个经文。
And we all take it as it is.
我们就接受了。
But if you think about it, right?
当我们思想他的时候
If somebody comes to you today,
如果有人会到你面前来
He may not be as old as you are, maybe he's younger.
他可能比你还年轻
In his 30s.
他可能是在三十
And he's not as, for example, maybe as educated as you are.
他可能的教育程度不及你
And maybe he's not as wealthy as you are.
他可能不够比你有财富
The things he eat may not be as good as yours.
其他事情他可能不如你。
Or even maybe he dressed not as good as you.
他所穿着可能不够
你。And then he comes and tell you this.
他常常跟你讲。
Come to me, and then I will give you rest.
来到我这里，我会使你得安息。
Would it be easy to believe that?
这是很容易相信的吗？
Probably not.
我想应该
I don't think I would in today's modern time.
如果说现在的话，我想我不会相信。
But what's really amazing here, right, is do we believe it?
但很奇妙是真的，我们真的相信他吗？
And the history proven that it is believed.
但从历史的角度上，是真实，我们可以相信他。
How is that really possible?
这怎么可以可能呢？
We don't really know.
我们真的不知道。
Right.But, like I just said right from the beginning,
但就像我跟刚才所说的,
God works in a mysterious way.
神的工作是奇妙的工作。
And we don't know how it actually has been done a lot of times.
我们不晓得当时是怎么做成的。
But we know that human's heart is very firm.
但我们知道说人的心是很坚硬的。
As hard as a rock.
就像石头一样坚硬。
I don't know if you ever met anybody like that.
我不晓得你没有看到有人的心像这样。
But somehow God is able to change that heart.
但神是有能力去改变人的心的。
In the past 2,000 years,
在过去两千年
that's exactly what he's doing.
这个就是他所做的。
He changed people's heart.
他改变人的心。
And he led people towards him.
他让人可以敬拜他。
And as they come before him,
当我们来到他面前的时候
And that's what they gave him.
这是他所给我们
的。The rest that they really needed.
这安息是我们真的要得到的。
So, in this 2,000 years, right?
在这两千年
There's numerous Christians.
这很许许多多的基督徒。
And then among them, there are emperors, there are presidents, there are philosophers, all kind of people that you can imagine, all kind of from high class all the way to low class.
从两千年到现在有总统有科学家有哲学家许许多不同的阶级的人都在里面
All these people come before Jesus
但这些人都来到耶稣的面前、
right. Everybody knows Billy Graham, right?
很多人知道说这个Billy Graham
Yeah, Well, he is a pastor in the U.S., right? A famous pastor in the U.S.
他是一个很出名的一个传福音的人。
And in presidential inaugurations, right, he actually participated quite a few of them.
当总统的就职典礼的时候，他是在参与的。
So in his memoir, right, he actually shared this fact.
在他的那个简短里边
，He said that even the president of the United States,
就算美国的总统。
The most powerful country in the world.
是最有权力的国家。
And with all the resources at their disposal.
你有所有的那些资源可以用。
They still come before Jesus.
他们依然来到耶稣面前。
They still come before Jesus, crying and seeking for his guidance and comfort.
他们仍然来到耶稣面前来哭求他。
These are the leaders of the world.
这些是世界上的领袖。
They are so strong in appearance.
他们有非常强的意见
，but deep within their heart，
在他们心里的深处
，they still need God。
他们仍然需要神。
Do you find that to be amazing？
你觉得这是很稀奇的吗
？I know I do。
我相信我是。
But I also know that deep in my heart。
但是我在从我内心的深处
，I also need God myself。
我仍然需要神。
Almost all of us can share something about。God, right? Some comfort that came from God.
我想每个人都可以分享神的神在我们里边。
One of the reasons I think is also want to thank God because He is always there, so accessible.
有一个理由，我们为什么可以感谢神？因为神永远都可以跟他交通的。
And He's always listening to us.
他是听我们的。
But this is not always the case.
但这不是所有的情况都这样子的。
If you recall back in the Old Testament,
当你回到旧约里边去。
People cannot worship God just, you know, whenever they want.
神人不能直接到神面前去敬拜。
And they also need to go to the temple to in front of the chief priest.
他们要到圣殿里面去，还要经过祭司。
There's much much more regulations when it comes to worshiping God.
他们很多立例典章在那里。
And then, with this said, right, so I'm going to move on to the second thing that Jesus actually did that's a little bit unbelievable.
好，下一个我是想去继续讲，耶稣所做的是一个很难相信的。
It's regarding this temple of his.
是关于他的他的圣殿。
The temple of God, right? Now you got to understand, right? Temple of God back then is the center of all Jews' life.
当时的圣殿是所有以色列是犹太人的中心，生活的中心。
So Jesus, when he came, he said something about the temple.
当耶稣来的时候，他说关于圣殿的一些事。
He said,
他说,
destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
这个圣殿要三天毁坏，我三天之内要把它重建起来。
Now, I would imagine once he said this, right, all the Jews that's around him that heard this.
我会思想当我听到这样的一些宣言的时候。
Modern terms is that they're probably flipping out.
在这个现在的时候肯定很多人都会觉得说
I don't believe anybody is going to understand exactly what he was saying.
我不想认为很多人都会明白耶稣所说的。
But we know in our Bible, John did.
但我们知道从圣经里边约翰知道。
But so in the Gospel of John, he actually said that Jesus is referring, right, this temple, right, that he mentioned.
当从约翰福音里面讲到这个耶稣讲到关于这个圣殿。
It's referring to his body.
是指到他自己的身体。
Right. So before Christ, like we just said, right, is that the only way to worship God is within the temple.
所以在耶稣之前，只有唯一一条路到神敬拜，就到圣殿里面去敬拜。
There is a tabernacle and there is an ark of the Lord.
他有圣殿，也有至圣所。
But the moment when Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上死了
，something amazing happened.
有一件事情发生了。
It is that in the distance.
是在一个距离之外
，in the tabernacle, in the temple，
是在一个圣殿里边。
The curtain ripped according to the Bible, right? The curtain ripped from the top to bottom.
圣殿的帘就是从从头到下面分一分两，
从上到下，
从上到下。
Yeah. From top to bottom.
从上到下。
If you look back the history a little bit, right? This curtain is not like a 5 feet tall curtain.
如果说我们回到历史那边，这个布帘不是一个五尺的一个布帘而已。
It's actually pretty high.
是一个非常高。
So, some commentator says that you know it could be a safe estimate could be 20-30 feet high.
有一些解经家说可能是二三十尺。
So the curtain ripped from top to bottom. So that indicates that this is something that God has done.
这个是可以知道说神在做这件事情。
And then, what does it actually symbolize?
那这个是给我们教导什么呢?
It actually symbolized because the curtain, the purpose that it was there, right, is to separate man and God.
那这个布帘就是让人跟神分开。
Where the ark is holy of the holiest.
那这个耶柜就是至圣所。
And man cannot go there.
人不能到里边去。
And then the other side is where man dwells.
那另外一边是人可以去的。
But with the ripping of the curtain,
那从这个帘一分为二。
It means that the barrier is removed.
这个是这个拦阻隔已经解开了。
So in a way, that means God's Jesus' death, right, on the cross, removed this barrier.
所以耶稣基督的死就是把这个布帘给分开了。And
that his body, his blood, atoned for our sins.
所以他的身体，他的血都为我们流出。So
then this means that this basically translates to that no longer do we really need to be in the temple to worship God.
这个就是说，我们现在没不需要到圣殿里面去敬拜神。So
Christ through His own body, through His own blood, right, has opened a new path to God.
神耶稣基督所开的路是一个又新又活的路。So
if you have, I don't know, but you know how we pray, right? We always end it in Christ, right?
我们常常会祷告说，在基督里。This
is a new beginning.
这是一个开始。
So everything that, if you look at the Bible, right, it's actually many references, right, that says either in Jesus, in Christ, or in Christ Jesus.
那我们在圣经里面，我们常常看到说，奉耶稣基督在基督里，在基督里边。So
this is a new beginning.
这是一个新的开始。So
unlike other religions, right, like Muslim, for example.
不像其他的宗教，像穆斯林。
You know, who goes to the holy city of Mecca to worship.
他们到圣城到麦加去。
Right. We can worship God today.
我们可以敬拜神，今天可以敬拜神。
And because Jesus became our table when He resurrected in 3 days.
神成为我们的一个桌子，让我们可以敬拜他。
So did He accomplish what He said in the Bible?
他完成他所要做的事情。
He did. The temple was destroyed, and then it was resurrected in 3 days.
圣殿毁坏了，然后那个布帘也分开了。
He also said something about the temple that's quite interesting.
他也跟你讲到一些圣殿很有意思的。He
said that I'll tell you the truth.
我实实在在告诉你们。No
stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down.
没有一块石头会留在这里，所有石头都会被毁坏。This,
if you think about it, this is a little bit extreme, right?
这个是一个很极端的一件事情。Temple
is destroyed, fine, I can understand that.
圣殿可以毁坏，我可以理解他。But
Jesus has to say, no stone is left on top of another.
但耶稣说，没有一块石头会在这个上面。Everyone
will be thrown down.
所有都会被拉倒。You
know, I did some research on this, right?
我做一些研究。And
I found that when the temple was built, it actually took 46 years to build the temple.
我发现那个圣殿是花46年去建的。46
years.
46年。
How many stones are there?
有多少石头在那里?
And he said that not one stone is going to be on top of another.
他是说所有的石头都会分开。
How unbelievable is that?
其实是难以置信的。
But it did happen.
但是真是发生了。
So about 40 years after his death,
但40年之后,
this day came true, right?
这件预言是成就了。
The temple, the buildings, you know, the temple gates, walls, right? They were all destroyed.
所有的圣殿的周围都完毁坏了。
And it was recorded in the history, right? It's going back to the 7 AD.
在历史里面，70 AD.
And it was by a Roman general by the name of Titus.
是一个罗马提多将军。
What he did is, the Romans, right, came and destroyed the temple.
罗马军队来到这里，把那个圣殿给毁了。
And then the general Titus, right, told his soldiers, right, that there's gold, right, all the bricks are plated with gold.
所以提多将军跟那个士兵讲，所有圣殿都是用金连在一起的。
And that if they take it, they could have it.
如果说你把它挖出来，你就可以拿回去。But
then during the battle,
但在战争的时候,
right, they were fire.
他们有
fire occurred.
有火灾，火灾。
有火去烧，
火去烧啊。
And all the gold melted, and then it went to the cracks between the bricks.
那所有的黄金就融掉，就留下了在那个缝之间。
So what happened was, in order to get to that gold,
所以如果说你要拿到那个黄金的话，
they literally dig up every brick to get to that gold.
你要把所有石头都一个一个翻出来。
And this is what had happened.
那这就是这样发生的。
Somehow, Jesus knew about this.
神知道这件事情会发生。
Doesn't it make you wonder how he knew it?
你想不想知道他怎么做成的？
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of explanation, right?
我不晓得有没有其他的解释。
But for me, this just means that he's a son of God.
那我们这个让我们看到他真是一个神的儿子。
And he's the one that through his death,
他是那一位借着他的死。
That our sin is atoned.
我们的罪可以得赦免。
And he's the one that brings us back to the Lord, our Creator and His kingdom.
他让我们可以回到父神面前，是我们的创造，我们的父神面前。
And speaking of stones, right?
那讲到石头，
there's also something else that's kind of interesting that he said.
那有一些还有一件事情是很有意思，他说过。
It was said, also in Matthew, right, that the stone
也在马太里边,
the builders rejected, right, has become the cornerstone.
这个匠人所砌的石头已经被已经落成房角头块石头。
The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in your eyes.
神做奇妙的工作。
Now, when he was on the cross, right?
当他在十字架上,
he was beaten.
他是被鞭打,
he was ridiculed.
他是被, right. 被人, 嘲笑。
So surely he was rejected, right, by the people.
他被他的百姓, 拒绝了。
And at the time, no one would ever think that or believe that he will be a so-called cornerstone.
在那时候，没有人会认为他是一个房角石。
Who would ever imagine that he to be some kind of foundation, especially today, we think that he's the foundation of all humankind and culture.
谁会觉得说耶稣是、是所有的文化所有的一个、一个房角石。
But 2,000 years later, today,
那两千年之后，
if you think about it, right, this has kind of become a truth.
如果说你想一想，这是真实的。
Right, you need to kind of think about what's around you, right, to see where this is coming from.
你去看看你周围的其他事情。
Let me ask you, right?
那我们问一件事情。
Why would people, right, from around the world, right, they wanted to come when they wanted to go abroad study, right? They come to countries like U.S., Australia, England, all these places.
为什么很多人要来出国留学的时候要选美国、英国？
Why don't they go to places like Iraq, Iran?
他们为什么不去伊拉克和伊
朗 or maybe somewhere where there's, you know, like where Hindu originates, like India, for example.
或者是去印度。
Right? Well, one of the reasons I kind of, you know, guess is that because, right?
我想因为
maybe because technology or the lifestyle is more advanced here in those countries.
我想这里的科技或者是生活水平比较高。
Right, and which is true, right? Which they are true.
那可能真的是真实的。
But I'm going to share something with you, right?
我要跟大家分享。
Is that if you think about these countries, right?
如果说你想到这些国家
，majority of the citizens of these countries are Christians.
这些国家很多的人都是基督徒。
Let me, I kind of look up on the line, right?
我在网上这样搜
寻。So let me give you some numbers here, right?
我给你们一些数字。
So the number of Christians, right, in these countries, right?
这些国家的基督徒的人口。
In U.S.
在美国。
It's about 80% of the population.
是80%。
In Canada, it's about 77%.
加拿大是77%。
Australia is about 64%.
澳洲是64%。
France is about 88%.
法国是88%。
So all these countries, right, that people prefer to go, right?
这些国家很多人都想去。
The Christians are the dominant citizens.
基督徒是一个大多数的一个人。
And that makes it interesting because it seems like where Christ is, right?
那让我们很清楚说，这个是好像基督在那边。
Where Christ is, right? Then it's something like there's freedom.
当基督在那里的时候，那里有自由。
Right? There's modern civilization.
他们有现在的文明。
There's humanity.
他们有人情。
So.In a way, right, if you think about it, right, human being from the deep side of things, right, like the deep, from the superficial, from the surface, right, we think that we're attracted to all these good things.
但我这些好的东西好像很吸引人。 来。
But in a way, right, it's, we could also say that we are attracted because of Jesus, because of his presence.
但从另一方面，我们也说这些东西也是因为耶稣在那边，让我们可以吸引。
Right, so he is the cornerstone in ways, right?
他是一个房角石。
So any country that's built on the words of Jesus, right?
任何国家建立在耶稣基督的这个房角石上。
Right, it is blessed, right?
是蒙福的。
We see how United States is blessed.
我们看到美国是如何受蒙福的一个国家。
Many of the students, like, they come here to study.
很多学生到这里来读书。
They learn many things.
他们学习到许多事情。
But one thing, maybe it's our role to teach them, right? Is what is this foundation?
那有一件事情就是他什么是这个基本的。
Many don't know what this foundation is.
许多人不知道这个基本的是什么了。
But in many ways, right? Jesus is the foundation here.
但我们知道说耶稣基督就是那个房角石。
Think about this, right? You have all these holidays.
你看你会想到许多的公众假期。
You have Christmas, you have Thanksgiving, you have Easter.
你有圣诞节，你有感恩节，你有复活节。
Why do we have it? It's also because of Jesus.
为什么会有？是因为耶稣基督。
But a lot of times, you know, we go through all these holidays, but we don't realize that we live in the grace of God.
很多时候我们有这些节日，但是我们不知道这个是神的恩典。
Right. So Jesus, so in real sense, right? Jesus' influence is wide and spread. It's widespread.
在一些各方面，其实耶稣基督的影响是非常大的。
This is a statistics, right? That's kind of hard to make a determination.
这是一个统计，是很难去决定哪一个。
I don't think anybody was able to make it accurate.Statistics.
我想没有一个人可以很准确的说这个统计数是对的。
But did you know that Bible is the number one selling book in the world?
但你知道吗？圣经是每年销售最好的一本书。
Not Harry Potter.
不是 Harry Potter.
But the Bible is.
但就是我们的圣经。
It doesn't matter what country, what culture.
你不管是哪个国家、哪个文化。
Bible is the number one selling book.
圣经永远都是第一个最销售的。
There was another study that was done, right?
另外一个研究。
It's actually, I thought was actually kind of interesting for all of us living in the U.S.
我觉得说这个对我们住在美国人是很有意思的一件事。
It said that 47% of Americans actually read the Bible weekly.
就是说40%的美国人他每个礼拜都有读圣经。
And 91% of the household owns at least one Bible.
91% 的一个家庭有一本圣经。
Average home owns 4 Bibles.
平均每个家庭四本圣经。
Can you see the influence?
你可以看到这个这么大的影响吗？
If you would, right? If you look at the people around you, right?
如果说你看你周遭的
人。At least when I look at myself, the people around me.
当我看我周遭的人
，There's actually quite a few, right, that they look at Jesus as a cornerstone in their life.
他们真的是在他们生命里边把耶稣基督当他们的房角石。
Why is there so many people, right, that believe in Christ?
为什么这么多人相信基督
？I think it also has to do with what the great commandment that Jesus gave on his disciple.
那这个是跟耶稣给他的门徒有一个很大的命令。
Remember at the end, right?
在最后的时候
right, ，Jesus tell his disciples.
耶稣跟他门徒说
，He said, "Go and make disciples, right, all of all nations."
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And teach them everything I have commanded you.
And 教导他们。
And then surely I will be with you until the very end of age.
我必与你们同在。
When he said this, right? When he said this to his disciple.
当他说这件事的时候。
I don't know if there's any other people around it.
我不知道有没有其他人在旁边。
But I would imagine, I would tend to think, would they be questioning what he just said?
他们会问他耶稣刚才所说的。
Is he for real?
这是真实的吗？
Does he not know how weak and feeble his 11 disciples are?
他知不知道说我们这十一个门徒是怎么样的？
Remember when he was taken away at the Garden of Gethsemane?
当他在克西马尼园被耶稣被提走的时候，
all of his disciples took off running.
所有十一个门徒都跑得光了。
With the exception of one, of course, Peter.
当然那边有一个例外就是彼得。
Who just kind of followed at a distance.
他就是在后面尾随。
How is it possible that they are able to go, these disciples are able to go and make make disciples of all nations?
他们这些门徒怎么有可能去十万名做耶稣基督的门徒？
Right? Plus, not to forget, right? These 11 disciples,
你不要忘记这十一个门徒,
they're not educated.
他们不是很受教育很高的,
they don't have any kind of significant family background.
他们没有一个很有显下的一个家庭背景,
they don't have any standing in society.
他们在社会里面也不是很有地位的。
How is it possible that they're able to accomplish this?
那怎么有可能这件事情会成就呢？
To make other people disciples of Jesus.
让万民都做他的门徒。
But then again,
但是,
if we look at these 2,000 years,
但是我们回到这2000年,
did this came true?
这些东西就变成真实事实吗？
Yes, it did.
真实是这样子的。
Not hundreds of thousands.
不是一千人而已。
Not
不是千万而已，千万，right?
Not millions. But according to latest statistics, right?
但根据最新的调查,
there's 20 billion in the world that accepted him as their savior.
有20亿的人是接受耶稣基督成为了个人救主。
Some people said that his disciple, right? Jesus actually did not resurrect.
有些人说耶稣并没有复活。
That his disciples stole his body and make up a lie.
是他的门徒把他尸体给拿走了。But
I tend to believe that Jesus did resurrected.
但我相信耶稣是复活的。Because
I don't see how the disciples can make such a drastic change.
我不认为这些门徒可以做这么大的一个改变。Go
from somebody who is afraid and weak.
找到一些人是一个很软弱的人。
To become somebody who is so strong and firm in the message of the gospel.
是因为这些人都有个很强壮对于神的信仰。
Right, to the point that they're willing to die for it.
到一个地步他们愿意为他而牺牲。
No one will be willing to die for a lie that they make up.
没有一个人会愿意为个谎言而死的。
There are no explanation except that I believe they saw Jesus resurrected.
他们只是看到耶稣复活了，他们就相信了。And
that changed everything.
这改变所有的东西。For
me, I know that by sharing these verses, right?
对于我来讲，我分享这些经文的时候，I
know that I know about these things.
我不知道这些东西。不是，我知道这些经文的。And
to be reminded, right, that. They all have came true.
要提醒我们这些都是实现的。They
re-strengthen me.
他们让我重新得力。They
reconfirm to me that he is God.
他让我得到印证说他是一位神。And
he is real.
他是真实的。I
don't know if you use the word I used just now, reconfirm.
我不知道我刚才所讲的是让你有确据。But
somehow, in my life, right?
在我的生命里边,
As I grow older,
当我越年长的时候,
As I 年就是成长，我就是长大的时候,
right?
Taking on more responsibilities,
我有很多的那个, 责任,
and pursuing more things, right, that are interest that I have interest in.
我追求许多我有兴趣的事情.
You know, I start to lose, you know, what I received and understood from the beginning.
我仍然没有失去我曾经所学的。I
think this happened to me.
这是发生在我身上。But
I am very grateful to our Lord.
但我们很感谢我们的神。Because
although we may have forgotten,
或者我们会忘记。Or
maybe we have give up,
或者我们会放弃。He
never will.
但是他永远不会。Praise
be with the Lord.
称颂敬拜归给我们的主。Because
he never will.
但是他从来不放弃。
One last thing I kind of want to share with you, right, is that even though we may have gained this kind of understanding,
最后就想跟大家分享，就是说，或许我们可以得到这些。
We have this kind of experience.
我们有这些经历。
it's not enough.
是不足够的。
There is a difference between knowing, going through God's experience versus knowing God.
啊，你经历神跟你知道神是不一样的。
I know that deeply, right?
我从心里的很深的深处。
That seeing what God has fulfilled.
我看到神如何应验。
That it's just not enough to keep us in Him.
是不足够让我们可以在他里面的。
There's still a critical need, right, to continue to read His words and pray to Him.
我们仍然需要去读他的话语。
So that we can get to know Him more.
所以让我们可以更多的认识他。
Really, in knowing Him more, then can we really understand the kind of work He has prepared or He has done in our lives?
当我们越知道他、认识他的时候，我们就知道他很多东西在我们生命。
May we continue to seek, to encourage each other to seek Him.
让我们同心合意的一起来寻求他。
And for those that haven't yet accepted Him as a Savior,
或者我们当中还没有人接受耶稣基督的
，I encourage you to find out more about Him.
我鼓励你们去更多认识基督。
And you will see how good this Lord of ours really is.
你会知道这位神是如何的美善。
And that's my sharing.
这是我的分享。
感谢主，借着弟兄们的分享。
We thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters sharing.
看到神在他们身上的恩典